Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and it's time now for episode 502 of our classic podcast from March of 2004. This is Larry Grover with North American Fathers' Rights League. That's right, this is when Larry was actively involved in the rights of fathers. He says that Mel Gibson made Passion of the Christ to demonstrate the suffering of fathers who have to pay child support. It's one of our favorites, and we hope you enjoy it. It's episode 502 of our classic podcast.
The North American Fathers' Rights League joins us. Larry Grover is the chairman. You're also, Larry, I know, been with us before as the chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. You got involved in the North American Fathers' Rights League because you are a father of four children that don't live with you. They live with your ex-wife, correct?
That is correct, Phil. I've got four beautiful daughters, Denise, Catherine, Sarah, and the baby. I say the baby, she's only 3 years old, Kimberly. And what we're trying to do is certainly support our children in every way that we can, but by the same token, we feel as American men, we want to ensure that we're being treated fairly. And I think that the child support situation in this country has gotten a little bit out of hand. But we did receive a boost this week, and we do thank Mr. Gibson for that.
Well, you're talking about Mel Gibson's film, The Passion of the Christ, which is a very highly controversial film.
It is a controversial film, but I think it took Mel Gibson, a guy who's not afraid to tackle these tough situations, to bring to light. I'm not saying that he's not telling the story of Jesus, but
you're saying that you believe he's also telling the story of American men who are paying too much child support.
I really believe that, yeah. When you look at what has happened to this guy, the gentleman in the film...
You're talking about Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ. When you talk about this gentleman and what this gentleman went through is the most horrific thing. I can't imagine any human being unless you take a look at what's happening to the average American man in this country as an ex-husband and as a father, and now you see...
You were rather vocal in a newspaper interview last week saying that Mel Gibson, because he has so many friends in Hollywood and has seen so much of this... decided to make a movie about it.
No, I didn't say about it. What I did say is I think Mel is showing very clearly, yes, the life of Christ, but because he has a lot of friends in Hollywood and fathers who are no longer living with their children and a lot of alimony situations, I think he decided that he could inform the film, if you will, with the subject of child support. So we are very, very grateful to him. And one of my children who saw the film, they were speaking to their mother, and she said, it was Kimberly, my youngest, who said, "Mommy, please don't hurt Daddy anymore." And I just, when you hear words like that coming from the mouth of your youngest, you know, it tears at your heart. And
so your kids saw this film?
Yes, they did.
Your youngest is four, and she saw this?
Well, I wanted my children to see this brilliant, brilliant film. It was the life of the guy, you know, that the kids, they teach about him in school. And I wanted the kids to know about that guy. And also, I said to them, when you go see the movie, Mr. Gibson is making a movie. I told my eldest daughter this, Catherine, she's only 12, and I said, Mr. Gibson's making a movie about how it feels for me not to be able to be with you guys all the time and pay, you know, if you could be with me more, I wouldn't have to pay so much.
So you told your children when you go to see The Passion of the Christ, you'll also be seeing a movie made about daddies who have to pay child support?
Not just daddies who have to pay child support, but daddies who have to pay too much child support.
And can I ask you, I want to give our number out here, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Larry Grover. Larry's with the North American Fathers' Rights League. And we're talking about The Passion of the Christ. It's almost like we're talking about two different things.
Well, we're really not, Phil. The Passion of the Christ, please don't get me wrong. I understand that the movie is about the guy, Mr. Christ, that they're talking about. But I think it is a wonderful thing that finally it's been brought to the screen. When you see that movie, you are seeing what has happened to a lot of American men paying child support. Dragging up a hill, the flesh hanging off of your back. And then when they finally go to court and they say, you know what, we now order more money in child support, that's like the first spike going in to the right wrist, and the next month more child, that's the second spike, until they put it to both the feet, which is an extra alimony payment. and you're hanging there. And I tell you, it took a lot of courage for Mel Gibson to portray the North American ex-husband this way, and I thank him so very much for that.
All right, Larry Grover, this 1-800-449-8686. There's a lot of women out there listening to this program right now. Are you saying, and the other thing is you're telling the kids.
Well, I told my daughter, I think.
See, what? Here's what I think is unfair. I think people go to see this movie because it's about the life of Jesus Christ, not about fathers paying child support, right?
And well, they should, Phil, because my understanding is that this man, Mr. Jesus Christ, was a gentleman of great renown. I am just grateful that when you see that...
Yes, he was the founder of Christianity, which is one of the major religions of the world. Okay?
I'm just grateful that while you see this movie about this gentleman, you're also seeing what happens to ex-husbands. That's all I'm saying. And I'm so very grateful again to Mel Gibson, Chubby Johnson, who I think is the producer. I don't know. I'm making up names. I don't know who produced it. But I think he's... I think it's a tremendous, tremendous statement to say this.
So you think American men paying all that child support are being flayed alive?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they're being forced to carry a heavy burden.
Without question, Phil. I mean, you're looking at...
punched and beaten along the way.
Yeah.
I mean...
Are you an ex? Do you pay child support?
No, sir, I don't.
Oh. Okay, well, now I understand. Now I understand. No. I'm sorry, Phil. I thought I was talking to a guy who...
No, I don't pay any. I live with I live with my mother. I live with my wife and my kids.
You live with your mother?
And I live with my wife and kids.
All right. Because as you know, Phil, I do live with my mother and...
No, I know you do because she's... You move back in with her.
Well, first of all, let me tell you, this Jesus fella couldn't have done a better job for getting the message out about the Jesus religion, but also about the ex-husbands. So, but you not paying child support, now I understand. Women out there and men out there that are going through this, whether that's a man who's paying child support or whether it's a woman that's forcing him to pay child support, they're very, very aware of the situation. And when your little daughter comes to you and says, I told Mommy, please, Mommy, don't hurt Daddy anymore the way they hurt Jesus in the movie. I wanted to cry. I really did because...
Well, I think there's a question of propriety here, Larry.
In what way?
In the fact that you're comparing your plight as an ex-husband to the plight of Jesus Christ. Now, Partners in Media is a program that North American Fathers Rights League started. Can you tell me about it?
Well, we're attempting a meeting with New Market Films whereby we could propose purchasing several thousand tickets to the Passion of the
Passion of the Christ is the name of the movie.
The Passion of Christ at a discount, and make them available for free to all women and children, all women and children, husbands and fathers that are paying child support. And all we want is for women to go see it. And then as you walk up the steps to the courthouse, arm in arm with your lawyer, think about that man who suffered 2,000 years ago, dragging a cross up a hill. That's your ex-husband. And you're going to court to get permission to hammer a big, thick pewter nail through both wrists and feet. I think it's a bad thing.
Do you find that blasphemous?
I'm sorry?
Do you find what you're saying blasphemous, anti-religion?
No, sir, not at all. I am a big, huge fan of Mr. Christ and everything that he did. No, sir, I don't think it's blasphemous.
But to compare what that man suffered, a man who many people believe to be the Son of God, with the plight of ex-husbands, is that not disrespectful?
Not at all. No, you won't find, I don't think you'll find any religious cleric who would say that it's disrespectful. I think they'll say that it is probably on target. Because remember what Jesus did say, and I wrote it down in the movie, wherever the least of you are, that's where I am. So that means when there's a husband out there getting the skewer put to him by an ex-wife, Jesus is standing right there getting it too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is a topic that is just so prevalent, and sadly so. Child support, how much do you pay? Husbands battling the amounts. This gentleman, Larry Grover, from North American Fathers Rights League, believes that the amounts of child support paid in America are so excessive and onerous on the backs of husbands and or ex-husbands that it's like Mel Gibson's movie, The Passion of the Christ, tells the story of the North American ex-husband. Do you agree? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is live from the HBO U.S. Comedy Arts Festival in Aspen, Colorado. We'll be right back.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, Jackball, it's entertainment.
Larry Grover is with the North American Fathers' Rights Leagues. He joins us from Culver City, California. We're talking about child support, and you see a direct, you believe that Mel Gibson intentionally made that film, The Passion of the Christ, to compare the suffering of men who pay child support.
Well, not only that film, but there's a beautiful scene in the movie, and I've seen it about six or seven times because I am so happy that someone's telling our story. But when Mary cries at the feet of Jesus, those are all of the children of ex-husbands who are, you know, they don't want mommy to hurt daddy, but there he is hanging from a cross. So I just, again, I don't mean to be disrespectful. I think that if Jesus were here right now, he'd say, that's a very good take on it, Larry, and I appreciate that. And I think that we would...
But to say that it's that you're suffering hanging off of a cross, all of these things, I mean, if you do have to pay child support, sir.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you're making it sound like even paying child support. How much do you pay?
I have four children. I'm paying $850 a month, and my wife wants to go back and get it up to $1,000.
You have four kids, and you're paying $850 apiece?
No, that's total, a month. Now, my wife wants to have it up to $1,000, and I can tell you, she's living with this younger guy. I don't know why they can't have these boyfriends who seem to have so much fun sleeping with older women. Why can't they kick in? I don't know why when she wants to date her boss, why he can't kick in. What I'm saying is, why is it that I'm the one who has to drag the cross up the hill?
All right, I want to go to a phone call, but I had your wife called about 15 minutes ago and asked simply the question, will Larry talk about the time he showed up at the door wearing a crown of thorns? Did you do that?
I did that to make a point, yes.
Were you picking the kids up one weekend?
I was picking up my children, yeah. I was picking up my youngest daughter. She had a dance recital.
And you showed up with a crown of thorns shoved down on your head?
Mr. Henry...
Did you do that, sir?
Yes, I did. And I was simply trying to make light of a very bad situation, which is having to pay this. I was having a joke.
She also said that you dragged a huge, rough-hewn cross out of the back of your blazer and pulled it across the lawn.
Yes, I did.
Let me go over and take a phone call here. This is John. John, hello. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
Now, I'm going to tell you right now, guy, you need help. What you need to do is I'd love to talk to your wife and tell her that the $250 extra money she wants, she needs to get the judge to make you spend it on counseling because you've lost your mind. Let me ask you a question. Why would you want to pay for your kids?
Of course I want to pay for my children, John. That's not the question. The question is, do I have to pay to the point where they are putting spikes through my wrists and hammering me up on a 4x8? I beg your pardon, sir?
There are pin spikes through your wrists. First of all, when you had the children, those are your children, and you've got to raise them. You're getting off easy, man. $1,000 a month, you're getting off light, dude.
That seems like that doesn't seem like a lot.
Well, it's a lot when you're making $2,500 a month that I make as a night manager at Culver Print. And I would ask
the gentleman... Get a second job.
I beg your pardon, sir?
Get a second job. Do something different.
Working...
Support your kids. But let me say this real quick. What you might want to do... if you give me 1 second to speak, please. What I would do if I was...
You're yelling is what you're doing, sir. And you
need
certainly
to get,
agree with me.
You need to get on your knees. Man, this is blasphemous. I cannot believe that you are sitting here comparing this to Christ. He died so that you could be here, guys.
He died so I could be in this situation. He died so I could be the night manager.
You made that choice. You made the choices you made to be where you are. He didn't make those choices for you. He gave you free will.
I have no problem.
Larry, I think this man's saying you're making it sound like you don't want to pay child support.
I don't mind paying child support. But do I have to have the skin flayed off my back, a spear put through my side, and there are days I want to look heavenward and say, forgive her, she knows not what she does.
I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have to stand before God one day, and you're going to have to answer for what you're saying, friend.
Let me ask you the question. Do you pay child support?
I've never been divorced, so let me say this.
I got a brother in Philadelphia, too. Hello?
Well, the gentleman's gone. 1-800-449-8686. What were you going to say?
What happened to the caller?
He somehow got disconnected. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say You know, unless you've walked the walk, unless you have been tied to the pillar, Phil, and...
It's the comparison to Jesus' suffering.
I understand that, and I don't... But it is so perfect. When that movie came out and I saw it, I said, oh, my God, they finally told my story. They're finally telling my story.
But to get out of your car and drag a cross across the front lawn of your wife's house, doesn't that purposefully prejudice the children against your wife?
Phil, I'm making light of a situation where she is taking a hot poker right out of the red-hot coals of a fireplace and just searing my backside with it. And I'm trying to make a joke out of it.
I mean, the neighbors must have thought you were nuts. You're dragging a cross with a crown of thorns?
I'm making a very valid point about how she's sticking it to me.
All right, let me go over here to Mike. Mike, you're on the air on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey,
you need to turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Turn it down. I don't know what this guy is talking about. Talking about feeling like he's flaked and beaten and got a spear stuck into his side, man. You had a kid. All right, it's your duty as a father to take care of your child.
Do I got to pay too much? Am I supposed to pay too much in child support? Is that what you're saying?
What, you don't want your kid to have a good life? What, you want your kid to grow up in some slums? If I got to dish out the extra money so my kid can live a decent life and have all the necessities that he needs and maybe a little extra, hey, I will gladly give that up.
If
you feel like you're being dragged through the mud and a spear stuck into your side because you don't want to pay child support and you need to be dragged to court,
I'm going to take a shot. I don't think you pay child support either. And I think what we've got here are a group of men who have not yet had their wife look at them and say, I don't know this man. Just as Peter said about Jesus on the...
child support.
You do pay child support, sir?
Yes, I do pay child support.
How much? Can I ask you how much you pay?
I'm paying $375 a month.
All right, is that $375 a month for what? One kid? Two kids?
One kid.
All right. You see what I'm talking about?
What's that?
You see what I'm saying? That's like somebody took your... My wife is allowing some 32-year-old surfer to have sexual contact with her on an hourly basis, and I'm paying for that?
You're paying for your children. You're paying for your kids. That's the most important thing. That's the most important point
you're making.
I'm paying
for my kid, and if you don't want to pay for your kid to be lived and, for your kid to be raised,
maybe
you deserve to be dragged for it, maybe you deserve to be persecuted for it, because you know what? You're a scumbag if you don't.
Hey, you know what? I'm trying to wake you up. And if you want to sit there and allow them to, take the 30 pieces of silver for your rear end, that's good for you. Good for you. Fine.
I love my kid, okay, pal? Well, I don't know what you think about yours,
I thank you very much, Mike, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. I don't know what it is you're trying, or what point you're trying to make, Larry, that you feel you're paying excessive.
Absolutely.
Do you think that a man should... You're paying $875 a month for four children. That's excessive?
I find that with a wife and a lot of these ex-wives out there who's dating some 28-year-old kid that drives a snowplow for the city of Huntington Beach or whatever it is, and she needs my money... She's living a pretty good life.
He's got nothing to do with your kids, man.
He does. He better not have anything to do with my kids. But millions of American men are paying excessive child support is the point that I'm trying to make, and I'm speaking up for them, Mr. Hendry. And me dragging a cross across the front lawn or wearing a crown of thorns.
Your wife also said you showed up one afternoon. You had someone sort of beat you a little bit on the back, so there was some blood coming through your shirt?
It's just for fun, just so people can see. I dress my kids up as Romans, and when I drop them off, I have them hit me with clubs and things.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The child support paid by American men, is it so excessive and onerous that you might as well be treating them the way they treated Jesus going up the hill? 1-800... I'm with Larry Grover from the North American Fathers' Rights Leagues. Larry, in Catholicism, we believe that there are 14 stations of the cross.
Yes, sir.
And you have taken those 14. One of them is when Jesus is scourged, and another is when he is taken to the mountain, and they're very profound and very important in our faith. And You have taken those 14 Stations of the Cross, and I've got your email, your website here, rather, the 14 Stations of the Cross of the ex-husband?
That is correct, yes.
Number one, she puts it to you in court. Number two, court orders excessive. Number one, I think the Stations of the Cross, Jesus is scourged at the pillar.
That is like, yes. That is actually number three Station of the Cross, and that is listening to your kids tell you what great stuff mom's boyfriend gave them. And I can tell you it burns like napalm when you have to listen to that. And, having to take your children on holidays. I'm not meaning any disrespect, Mr. Henry, again.
Well, you've been saying that, man, all through this show, but you are sure heaping it on pretty good by saying that you are living your life and then dragging a cross across the lawn and having yourself stabbed with a spear.
Well, I'm just trying to let the kids know in a fun way what mom's doing to me.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Melissa. Hi, Melissa. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I just want to save and make the baby. Then he needs to be grown up enough to take responsibility and pay for half of that child's upbringing. If you think that your child support is excessive, then your ex-wife needs to sit down and write a list of everything that she spends on the upbringing of your children on a monthly basis and let you pay for half of that, because I can guarantee you it's going to be more than what you're paying in child support.
Look at you taking the side of the woman.
Jesus Christ, my Savior, you need to go burn in hell for that.
Well, wait just a second, ma'am. I'm not trying to disrespect Mr. Christ or anything that he is alleged to have done. I'm trying to say that when I saw the passion of Mr. Mr.
That you're
Jesus
comparing
Christ,
yourself to him.
It was very similar. Do you have an ex-husband paying you child support, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
All right, that's exactly what you're doing to him. Ooh, gotcha.
No, you know what?
Yeah.
He is paying exactly what the court wants him to pay, and
you
he
go
doesn't
and see
complain
that
about it. He even gives me extra money every
Jesus
month to help
complain
make sure
either.
That our kids are taken care
that's
of.
That's correct, but Jesus
and, you know,
didn't complain
either,
ma'am.
And that's what you need to be doing. You need to be thinking about what's best for your children and stop worrying about your damn pocketbook and think
Wait
about the kids.
My wife's the one that kept pushing me to have relations, to have kids. Oh, I want a baby, I want a baby, I want a baby. And
you
now,
know what?
Guess
you're
what? I'm hanging
man.
Up there on a hill on a Friday afternoon,
no
and it's going to rain.
Away from it before you had a baby. You were man enough to make one. Now be man enough and accept the responsibility of it.
Well, I want to jump in here and say, Larry, you have said repeatedly you don't mind paying child support. You just don't want to pay excessive.
Exactly.
You're paying how much?
I'm paying $875 a month for four kids.
Oh, you're
and that is
off
that's
easy,
like
big boy.
I don't understand the I don't know understand her comment.
It sounds pretty light, man.
Light. I'm working at Culver Print
for four kids. That's $200 a month for a kid. Do you know how much
they're giving? She's giving me vinegar to drink and a sponge when I have to. What's that?
Do you know how much it costs to feed and clothe a child per month? To pay to have lights on in that house to keep them warm in the winter.
About $875 a month for four kids.
No, you are so wrong. Your ex-wife needs to give you the four kids and let you see what you can do with $800 a month.
You know, Melissa, what is your Latin name? Because you're a Roman soldier to that ex-husband. Thank you.
Whatever.
Wait a minute. Did you hang up?
No, I didn't. I'm just collecting my thoughts.
I wish he would hang up. He's a stupid ass.
Melissa, my wife practically raped me, and she wants me to pay. You understand what I'm saying about that?
All right. Thank you, Melissa, for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. Let me go over here to Ward. No, here's Ward. Ward, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hey, Jan, what's your point, brother? Let me ask you a question. I think you're sending a wrong message to your three-year-old daughter saying,
Oh, you don't think she should see the
No.
What's the guy's name?
No, I'm not saying that she's going to see the thing about Christ who gave the ultimate sacrifice for mankind, but you're giving her the message saying that, that's me on the cross and mommy's hurting daddy. You know, you're a total jerk.
Wait a second. You don't pay child support either, do you?
Hey, I'm going through
and
the divorce. I got 17-year-old kids. I paid child support. I've been paying it half my life.
Why were you driving down the road with your kids in a car and sucking on a sponge full of vinegar?
Just because that was part of the whole thing, the Stations of the ex-husband's cross.
Yeah, I think Mel Gibson made that movie just for you so they can show how you're being mistreated. You know, if you took care of business, I think your point is that you're jealous because your wife's going out with a younger guy and you can't handle the truth. You know,
I can't handle the truth.
whatever
you know, something,
it takes
she can, she
for
was,
you to
she
pay
was
for
an
your
alley cat from the day I
do.
Met her. It doesn't matter to me what she does, okay? But if that guy wants
well,
to
you keep
you have his cake and eat it too. Well, how come I'm supposed to pay for the cat?
Look at why does this guy have to pay child support? He's a boyfriend. Why is he supposed to pay child support?
Well, like
are
I said, he's...
Kid?
Well, they might as well be. I mean, he comes over there and they're, you know, and stuff
you're
like
jealous.
That.
Yeah,
all
you are jealous.
And you're sending the wrong message to your kids.
I didn't know that Roman soldiers list because
not,
I can text
it
just
to
detect the slight.
That's what you got to do.
You have a lateral list. I can hear you spitting.
Well, look, at all we're trying to say here is...
You're a jerk.
You think I'm a jerk, huh?
You sure are.
Well, then you must have thought Jesus Christ was a jerk.
If you're man enough to have kids, you'd be man enough to take care of them.
Hey, hold on for a minute, Ward. I want to get... this is who, Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
Lloyd, how are you doing?
I'm fine. I wanted to call up and tell this man that my daughter had a husband who refused to pay child support, and I found him one night in a Portland, Oregon bar out in Wilmette County. I had myself a Tylenol 3... and a rum and coke, and the police found him the next day in a field without his wallet. Now, that's how I solved the problem.
Oh, so it's violence, huh?
You better do, you Jesus.
Well, that's exactly what they're saying. This is what you, these gentlemen are saying.
Did you beat this man up, sir?
How was that, sir?
Did you beat him up?
Did I beat him up? Yes, you could call it that, yes. When you're found in a field, yeah, I'd say, yeah. You know what I'm saying, Ward? So I think that any man that doesn't, well, why are you laughing?
Well, it sounds a little funny. You beat the hell out of your daughter's husband.
My son-in-law, who I thought was
well,
a fine...
ought to beat the hell out of John and knock some sense in his head.
Now, listen, you guys, I'm already having the hell kicked out of me, okay? You want to know? Just go see the movie. Just go see the movie, and you can see what's happening to me.
Mister, you're comparing yourself to the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, that I fought in the Korean War, 1950-1952, so I could protect your freedom of religion, so you could blaspheme the Creator? I would love to have if I had a hammer and a nail. You know...
Well, guys...
It's just that guys like this...
Work for him, Lloyd. Knock his ass out.
Lloyd, you and me get together, we'll make this guy sing like a woman. I can guarantee it.
Let me tell you what, I think you're both homosexuals. Thank you and good night.
Nobody calls me a stinking...
Okay, they hung up. Thank you, Ward, for your call. Well, sure to be a topic of conversation in the coming weeks and months is the Passion of the Christ, but a comparison of Jesus Christ's travails to the average ex-husband in America, that's an interesting one. That was Larry Grover, and by the way, Larry does live with his mother and sleeps on a cot out on the service porch.